You are listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Merit Program. Here are some poems about the next community member and storyteller, Vanessa Porras.
The wind blows by and so do I, her head flashing like a flashlight as her memories of Mexico disappeared behind her, just like the landscapes around her. The voices sounded like a dream in her mind as they talked on and on like screeching. The sight of mountains and new landscapes was like seeing a new face on an old person.
The wind blows by, and so do I. Listening to new clear nature felt peaceful like calm yoga poses. Listening to new languages felt weird like some parts of goo. Listening to mean words was a burning fire.
The wind blows by, and so do I. Her artwork is as beautiful as thousands of butterflies migrating. The chilling metal of a swing set was vision of her in Antarctica. The pentagon-shaped pencil was an artist guiding her lines.
The wind blows by, and so do I. Turkey's all puffy like a balloon. The mountain is a skyscraper in the blue sky. The dirt roars under the tire like a lion.
The wind blows by, and so do I. She heard the law firm as quiet as a mouse. She heard her class as loud as a football game. She heard loud trucks as loud as rockets.
Our storyteller is Vanessa Porras.
Over the border and into the mountains for art. She hears a loud scratching as she carves her wood, like cats scratching on doors. She hears an eraser rubbing on paper, like the sound of someone washing windows. She hears her teachers giving a lesson on art, like a famous person giving a speech.
Over the border and into the mountains for art. She sees her beautiful art degree just like a diamond. She sees white, puffy, shiny snow just like sparkles. She sees mountains everywhere like a big rock world.
Over the border and into the mountains for art. The snow is as cold as a refrigerator. The pencil is a smooth TV screen. The plastic of her dolls is as flexible as a yoga teacher.
Over the border into the mountains for art. She sees colorful drippy paint like colorful slime. She sees dry brown dirt like someone sprinkling brown sugar. She sees white snow like vanilla ice cream.
Over the border and into the mountains for art. The sight of the pencil in her hand gliding across the paper like a bird in the sky. Her grandmother's house is as comforting as a blanket. The sight of her old doll in her abandoned house delivering memories like a mailman at your door.
Over the border and into the mountains for art. She touched the dirt and gravel below her feet like uncomfortable shoes. Hearing the lawyers talking and the machine making papers like meerkats talking. Seeing her childhood when she was little like seeing a rosebud grow.
Our storyteller was Vanessa Porras.
Scars can be beautiful, creative Vanessa. She could smell the smelly chemicals of her paint like a skunk surrounding her. She could smell the deer like a wet dog. She could smell the country air as if it was an ocean breeze mist. Scars can be beautiful, creative Vanessa. She could see the soft, cold snow coming down like a parachuter coming down off of a plane. She could see the deer eating like a dog eating bacon. She could see the squeaky swing as if it was a swing that needed oil. Scars can be beautiful, creative Vanessa. She could feel the swing's chain as if it was a cold piece of metal. She could feel the rough bumps of the paint as they were a piece of splintered wood. She could feel the cramp of her room as it was inside of a little water bottle. Scars can be beautiful, creative Vanessa. She could hear the people talking as fast as a race car. She could hear people talking as loud as a parakeet. She could hear the squeaky swing that sounded like an old hot dog car. Our storyteller is Vanessa Porras.
Make your life a piece of art. The paper creating art is life. The wood is like her bread and butter. Wooden tool is as sharp as a Japanese knife.
Make your life a piece of art. That paint smell is a flower perfume.
Make your life a piece of art. Her hand was super red like a tomato. 1,000 people in the plane like if it was a party. A 20-foot plane like a whale shark.
Make your life a piece of art. Paper's as hard as diamonds. The paint is colorful like a rainbow. The hair was as sharp as a pillow.
Our storyteller was Vanessa Porres.
We are going to listen to poems inspired by our final storyteller, Nomi Phillips. Oh, never mind. My name is Molly.
And my name is Micah. And I got to interview Vanessa Porras.
Micah, I'm curious if you could share about what your class did to prepare for the interview with Vanessa.
What we did to prepare for it was a lot of sitting and a lot of listening to things.
What did, do you remember what we listened to?
We listened about one person who was like half blind. So like everything was blurry and he talks about his child and how she felt and really funny stories.
And that was a moth story from the Moth podcast. And then we listened to one other thing. It was a StoryCorps interview.
About, I think, a mom who went to jail and then her daughter interviewed her and asked her about, like, why and what happened.
Yeah, and you worked in groups, right, to interview the community members?
Yes.
What was it like to work with a group to come up with questions?
It was fun until we had to pick the beginning part of what we'd say at every line because I did not get my choice, which, you know, doesn't always feel good.
We did talk a lot about compromise, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Compromise is healthy. It's a healthy practice. But, Micah, how did you come up with the questions, though? How did your group come up with them?
We came up with them just by listening to, like, a short clip before we interviewed them. And then so we knew, like, what, like, part of what they were going to say. So then we could ask more questions about that.
Great. Thanks. Molly, did you want to add anything to that? What it was like working in a group to come up with questions or prepare for the interview?
It was very hard, but also fun because we had to use a lot of teamwork and a lot of compromising.
Thanks.
We're going to listen to poems inspired by our final storyteller, Nomi Phillips.
An adventure of a lifetime. The piranha scales are as rough as splinters. The alligator's back as crusty as burnt bread. Her husband's hand as soft as a pillow.
An adventure of a lifetime. Lots of people on the boat like a thousand ants. Boat is as nice as a $1 million house. Frogs that are green as leaves.
An adventure of a lifetime. Like a mind splashing air that you can hear from 10,000 miles away. Talking parrots are loud as rockets. The cows are annoying like my little brother.
Our storyteller is Nomi Phillips.
Adventures Nomi traveling through the Amazon River. The piranha's teeth are sharp as razors. The caiman was big as an alpine tree. The boat is magic like a wand.
Adventurous Nomi traveling through the Amazon River. Swimming with pink dolphins, she felt as free as the wind. A jaguar's tooth as sharp as a chainsaw and hard as steel.
Adventurous Nomi traveling through the Amazon River. The piranha is as small as an ant. The caiman is as big as an alpine tree. And the pink dolphins are as pink as a strawberry.
Our storyteller is Nomi Phillips.
To the Amazon we go. The touch of the small canoe is a smooth stick. The touch of the sloth monkey with nails as big as pencils. The touch of flies hitting your face is tiny pebbles.
To the Amazon we go. Tasting a chicken like tasting piranha. Tasting a caiman as chewy as a tire. Tasting puke, tasting rice and beans for the 7th time in a row.
To the Amazon we go. The weather is like an oven. The water is as refreshing as jumping into a pool on a hot summer day. The fish under the boat was like hail in a rainstorm.
To the Amazon we go. The caiman is as tough as rubber. The beans as plain as tofu. The piranha is as good as chocolate.
To the Amazon we go. The sight of the sloth monkey's claws are as sharp as knives. The sight of the birds fluttering above her head are as colorful as a rainbow. The sight of glowing eyes on the river are as bright as lanterns.
Our storyteller is Naomi Phillips.
Going through Peru, she sees a cover parrot talking with another as fast as a race car. She sees evil eyes from caiman ready for hunting at night. She sees a pink pretty dolphin swimming as fast as a cheetah.
Going through Peru, the caiman's rough, bumpy texture on their backs is like tree bark. The cold water is as cold as the water in Antarctica. The big claws of the sloth monkey are sharp thorns on their claws.
Going through Peru, the wet dolphin is as wet as a cold rainfall. The jumpy monkey is as jumpy as the trampoline. The caimans and the jaguar's tooth are as sharp as a pointy stick.
Our storyteller is Naomi Phillips.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to poems written by 5th grade students at Carbondale Middle School in collaboration with local arts organization Voices. The poems were about community member Naomi Phillips. Renee, please tell us about Miss Phillips.
Naomi Phillips has an office at the 3rd Street Center, which is where Voices' office is as well. And so we've known each other there through work. And when I talked to her about this project, I learned that she actually has a son, Luke, who's in 5th grade, which is wonderful. And then as we kept talking, I discovered that she had this wild, incredible story about traveling down the Amazon River. And Miss Bush, did you know this about Luke's mom, Miss Phillips, that she had this crazy, amazing travel story?
No, I didn't know at all. And I've even had his older sister as well. And I didn't know that she had all these stories and was I was shocked to hear the story about the caiman that she told when I heard the soundbite too.
It's really remarkable. It's this project every year reminds me how important it is to ask people for their stories, because there are treasure troves inside people.
We have talked a lot about this project tonight. Can you tell us about other projects you do in the community with other schools?
We're in the middle of another project right now, actually, with local high schoolers, with Roaring Fork High School and Basalt High School. They're creating their own show in only 5 weeks. So we bring in a group of teaching artists. So we have visual artists, dancers. Gabby is actually one of the dancers on the project, and theater artists. And they all come together and help these young people express themselves through different media. It's always full of spoken word poetry, full of dance, and it's the first weekend in March at the 3rd Street Center at the gym. If you're curious, or the community hall, the old gym space, if you're curious about what happens when a bunch of high schoolers create an original show in 5 weeks, please come see it. It's a really dynamic project.
How can listeners find more information about Voices?
The best way to find out more about us is to visit our website, which is amplifyingvoices.org.
We are signing off now and coming. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Ms. Bush or Renee, before we sign off?
I'd just like to say a big, huge thank you to Carbondale Middle School. And to the town of Carbondale that supports us each year with a grant. The teachers at the middle school are remarkable. We haven't talked about Miss De La Sala, but Grace De La Sala is also a really important team member in this project. We work with her classes as well, and she's just remarkable. And then Miss Bush, of course, for opening her class to us year after year for 3 weeks. This program runs, and it's a really remarkable amount of time to dedicate to this. We have to thank the storytellers as well for spending so much of their time with us. And Katie and Kay, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. This is a remarkable program, and you are doing so much to bring youth voices into our community. I'm convinced that the youth voices are more important now than they've ever been in my lifetime. And so I appreciate everything you all are doing Beth, Miker, Molly, thank you so much.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that sentiment as well, that I feel so lucky to be part of such an awesome community where people are willing to share their stories, and it really is a collaboration. This project wouldn't happen if it weren't for people like Renee and Voices and community members who are eager to come into the classroom and share their stories. And Carbondale Middle School for opening its doors and the students for being so enthusiastic about wanting to gather the stories of people in their community. And then to also have places like Katie and Kay that come in after the fact and are curious about the story and want to continue the process by then interviewing us. It's just really, really cool to be part of a community like that.
We are signing off now. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Miles Kraft will take over with his Art and B show.
Before we say goodbye, we want to thank many people for being part of our special program tonight. First, thank you, Renee Prince and Miss Bush, for being here tonight to talk about the special project.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. It's so great to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you to all the community storytellers who participated in this project: Peter Gilbert, Neil Martin, Vanessa Porras, Nomi Phillips, and Gabrielle Alvarez Espinoza. A special thank you to Gabby for being here tonight.
We also want to give a shout out to Carbondale Middle School and the fifth grade class for writing great poems. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Katie and Kay.